Christmas at the Whitings. By Geraldine Brown Sagers. The Whiting family loved Christmas. Their little grandmother, Mary Cox Whiting, had always enjoyed it so much, and had given them the same feeling for this holiday. On Christmas Eve, Edwin's children always heard the Christmas story of Christ's birth and any other stories that Edwin thought of telling. His children always begged to hear stories of his own Christmas when he was a small boy. They loved to hear about the times when he received only one small toy or a pair of homemade mittens or stockings or a scarf. He always tried to make his children feel the love that he had for Christmas as a child, and often wondered if they appreciated this day as he had. Because Edwin had a store, his children sometimes received more presents than some of their friends. Edwin was worried for fear his children might think these gifts more important than the real meaning of Christmas, and tried to impress them with the things that were more important to him. Popcorn balls were always in order for Christmas. Edwin made them from corn he had grown himself. It was unheard of to go to the store and buy popcorn, either popped or unpopped. His corn wasn't put into bowls, he used a new clean wash tub, filled full and made into pink balls with honey and sugar syrup. Every child in the neighborhood knew about Edwin's popcorn balls and they would get one or more at Christmas time. Another custom was their candy making. Candy was made on a large marble slab and the taffy was stretched from a large hook hung on the side of the house. Mariah's specialty was her Danish sugar cookies that she always made to fill a 5-gallon can. Edwin wanted to have his children learn to appreciate and love things of their own making, and these are the things that they remember when they look back on their Christmases at home.